Also taking a problem here with this camera. It was making one light yellow, one weird thing, and I have to fix it then.
Well,
in the midst of the other poor stolen guy. Okay, no problem. Now we start.
Okay.
This Andalusian cadence thing, what we were doing about the chords and all this.
Okay, well, that...
We know the 12 beats.
All right.
Yeah. 12 beat videos. Here we have this.
I was just trying to get the melody so that the count was the same as your count, and I never did achieve that after 3 weeks.
Right, let's see. Wait a moment. There is no problem for this because if it is played properly, then we don't need to count it. Let's check first if you play it right.
Okay.
Put the video that says melody video.
Okay. Melody.
To see if it is right or not.
Okay. The melody. Okay, where? Chords, melody. Okay, and. Okay,
With the private video, I wanted to try to play the melody using example 3.
Okay, I think that's this one here.
But using example 3, no. We play example 1 now.
Where'd it go? What's happening here?
Use example 3.
Okay, I'm trying to get to it. Oh, well then that, okay, I'm on the wrong one, the private video.
Private video example 3. And now you play that. Okay, let's try to play here. The arpeggio.
No, go away. Stop, 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 stop. Which, is that this one here? No, that's okay. Let me find. Let me go back and the private video. Well, what was the name of the private video that you sent last time?
It says 7. If you go up with the scroll, you will see 7 items. Click that number 7.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
Now click that.
And number three.
And then now you play the melody.
Let's see, four comes into not YouTube, but your own. Oh, I guess I want to click that, though. Okay. And yes. Example one. Example one. Okay. Can't stop this thing. Where? Oh, there it is.
Okay. That was good, but this phrase, that one, play this.
Where am I?
The ending part of the first side.
Oh, this. Yeah, I know. I never did get that right. Okay, let's see, where am I? So that, it's on the second part.
That's right,
Oh, no, it's the end of the first part. So it's...
That's the end of the first part.
Oh, it's... Well, it's awkward because then you have to get back up on the fifth position again. Okay.
You're close to do it, eh?
Okay.
I'm not saying you're wrong there, but this phrase is, well, not accurate.
Well, yeah, no, I absolutely agree. I never did get that even close when I was practicing.
All right, let's see why. Now we'll get this. 1, 2, 3.
Say, go back to the other one that I was doing.
No, now we will use one at the same speed, a different video. Video number one out of the 7 items.
Hang on, just a second. It's elections these days, and I'm getting all these damn phone calls.
When is the election? When?
Today. Oh, no, that's next year. That's next year. This is just local elections. But
and presidential, when will be?
That will be a year from now. Well, a year from November 7th.
In October 2016, you mean?
Yeah, we do it in the same years as leap year. So it will be 16.
Okay.
2016, November 7th.
Then Obama will change.
Yeah, Obama can't run anymore. He's had his 2 years. So it'll be Hillary and Donald Trump. Have you been following our Republican candidates? We've got this absolute jerk. I can't believe the Republicans voters like this guy.
Incredible.
It really is incredible. Yeah, it really is.
And he's very, very buffed up, eh?
Well, he doesn't really know anything about politics. He doesn't know anything about international affairs. He might know something about business, but only on his own terms. And
business, he does, but he doesn't know how to run a country.
No, he doesn't. It's scary. But then again, George Bush didn't either, and he managed to get 4-8 years in, right? Yeah. So anyway, well, it'll be interesting. I'm hoping Hillary will get it. Well, okay, so the first step is whether or not he gets nominated as the Republican candidate.
And that's not today or what?
No, that will be next year. But you see, that's the other thing about Americans. We're talking about a really long time.
How he got there until now? Maybe he paid them to do it.
Well, he's got plenty of money. So he can buy his way into office. So anyway, so much about that. Okay, so let's see. Which one am I working on now? Example one of item one. Oh, I see. Going back to last lesson, we had item one up here. Okay, and now we click on that, and then we go to more, and then we go to show more, and example one. Oops, what happened here? What's going on? Something's...
Okay, so what we will do now is play their page of Malala Carnaval.
Is that...
And we will try to do some like the thumb raise and the sound.
Is that the right place? What's that?
First string is too sharp. Turn it down a little bit. Down a little bit. Okay, now play in example one and try to play. Accompanied by a tape chord. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay.
And then they do is make a pause and then again that. Because you played it slightly earlier than a second. So the first one was 1, 2, 3, 4. Now wait. Now.
Totally lost, aren't I?
Now it was good, except the last part, because here all this had to wait, and then you have to wait a lot in that part. That means the pause, where each phrase has a pause. Right. Because we do not count the duration with the numbers, we can also do it by ear.
Yeah, with the melody.
But then we have to just remember where acoustically instead of knowing the numbers. It's the same thing, really. Mm-hmm. Although it's a bit more difficult because the other thing is counting. But if we don't count, then also we can fit it just knowing where the pause are and how long is that pause there.
I think it's easier this way, quite frankly. I'm not good at counting, but I could sort of hear where I need to come in. Although I got lost on the second. Start it again.
So again, let's repeat it, because then by repeating every phrase, we cleaned out and something which is good. We repeat it, so we create the acoustic image of this note goes in this chord, in this pause.
Okay.
That's why this is important. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
That was pretty good, but then we get lost. This is what we need to do. That's the other way around. This one implies probably repetition, but it's possible to do it also. All right, let's try.
Once more.
We have to check the part. The problem with this system is that when there is something wrong, you have to stop and again go back.
Okay.
Because it's not, you cannot tell you play on beat 3 or beat 2 or beat 1.
Yeah, let me start again. I'm in the wrong place, aren't I? I jumped. Yes. Yeah.
Let's do it again.
Okay.
Okay, we are getting somewhere. Now it's coming together. Now, the only thing is, don't forget it. This is what we just did now. You need to keep playing it. And probably the best idea is you record also yourself and listen how you're playing it with the chords, if it matches or not. And then, because, yeah, you need to also become aware of how you are playing. And the way to do that is, in my times, when I was young, in the 80s, and you have to be a millionaire to make a video. But now with this telephone and all these things, so it's so easy. You just put the telephone there, or the camera, or the iPhone, or anything, or the smartphone, then record it, and then listen. And then you will see, this chord is wrong. This is not what it goes. And this way you get awareness of how you are playing, more control over the repertoire. That's it.
It's called feedback, right?
From having 1,000 videos in YouTube. I have 1,500 now.
Is that right? I know you have a bunch.
I learned from those recordings, I learned how to improve myself by seeing me from outside.
Oh, yeah.
And then I recommend strongly to students to do also some.
Well, you know what they say? They say the best way to learn is to teach, right?
Yes.
And I'm learning my language by teaching my language. I learn every time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay, well, so I'll work on this video. I'll work on this video these 2 weeks.
That's right. I will play it one more time. Let's see.
Okay. Let's see, where are we? Down here.
Example one, and then we'll try to repeat you. Even if you get lost, just try to go to see if you identify where you are. If you can catch it. Thank you. item sort of piece to the item 4, which says melod here, and then I remember it. If in case you doubt where is some note, just go there and play it along with me, and then that's it. With that, you just play it, and I see you next lesson.
In 2 weeks. Thanks very much.
Thank you, my dear.
Bye.